No. Aubrey had been a student with Y.W. Lee, who was a protege of Norbert Wiener and a part of that whole line of people who were influenced by those ideas that were percolating at MIT during the 40s and 50s, so on. At any rate, Aubrey had been on leave when he was at MIT from Georgia Tech, where he had been a professor, and he got his PhD and went back to Georgia Tech. They had gotten some money from a organization called the Franklin Foundation, the John and Mary Franklin Foundation. The John and Mary Franklin Foundation was set up by, I guess, by John Franklin, who had created a company called the Autochrone Corporation. The Autochrone Corporation provided time and message machines for the telephone system. And it was very much of a kludge. It was this big rotating drum that had messages stored at various locations on the drum, and then read heads. And you would piece together the message by switching between those heads. And they realized that digital stuff was coming on and that their mechanical monsters would be soon replaced by digital stuff. But what happened was that their president of the company was not John Franklin any longer. It was a person named John McCarty, who was a Georgia Tech graduate. John McCarty was killed in an airplane accident, and in his memory, they created a chair at Georgia Tech, and they were looking for someone with interests in digital signal processing and sound and voice and so forth to be the chairholder. So he called me and asked if I'd be interested in applying for that job, and I thought about it, talked to Jim Flanagan about it, talked to my wife about it, and decided, well, you know, now's your chance to either put up or shut up on this teaching business. And so I arranged with Jim Flanagan to take a 2-year leave of absence from Bell Labs, go try this out, see if I could deal with it, see if I could deal with living in the South, because I hadn't heard too much good about the South. And so we went there, and of course I didn't come back. 74, September of 1974.